Hi, I'm Mackenzie Atwood, and thank you for joining me for another episode of the Steven Universe podcast. I've got storyboard artist Lamar Abrams joining me again to talk about the new Steven Universe episode, Sadie Killer. Thank you so much for being here again.
I haven't left since the last one.
Okay, all right. Okay. So anyways, what are you thinking about going coming off of this episode, seeing it for the first time?
I'm really happy with it. Like, again, it's been like a long time since I've looked at those episodes, and we boarded them like, you know, sometime last year. But seeing them again, it feels like really kind of like calm and chill episode, but there's like a lot of development for Sadie, seeing her dealing with Lars being gone and dealing with having to kind of run the donut shop by herself, and mm-hmm. you know, her conflict of wanting to like be involved with the cool kids and hang out with them and play music and feeling some kind of like responsibility to the donut shop. It was really fun to board.
Yeah, it sort of reminds me of like, he's sort of, you know, Lars is not like dead or anything, but like when you lose someone important to you, it's like sort of tough because you have to balance like, you know, thinking about them and also just like living life and taking care of everything, you know.
Yeah,
at the same time,
I guess it hits Sadie especially hard because like they're best friends and they work together all the time, so it's like, you know, she's missing something in two parts of her life, mm-hmm. which, you know, they like overlap, so it's probably really hard for her.
So there were some people who left the donut shop at the very beginning who I don't recognize as normal background characters.
I snuck in. Well, I didn't sneak it in. I purposefully put it in. It's myself and my storyboard partner on that episode, Jeff Liu. We had just bought some donuts and we were leaving. And I think that was our last episode that we boarded together. So mm-hmm. it was just like a nice like, you know, there we are, goodbye.
Right, send-off thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool to see that. I was like, I thought it was a reference to something, but I wasn't sure.
To real life.
Yes. So with the cool kids all like sort of jamming with Steven, I really liked that bit just because it reminded me of a friend I have back in Atlanta who just like does that sort of thing with his friends and just sort of jams mm-hmm. and like makes music sort of aimlessly, and yeah. just, and then it leads to something more where he's like really serious about it now. Mm-hmm. So do you have any of that background?
Not in the same way. I guess growing up, I had friends that I would draw with and we would make comics together. So mm-hmm. maybe something similar in that way, where it's like you're around people that you like and you're comfortable with, and you know, everybody's kind of throwing in ideas for stuff and you're mm-hmm. just like drawing together and enjoying each other's company and having a good time.
Yeah.
So I was pulling a lot from like that feeling, and it was fun to, you know, also kind of show that each of the cool kids had a different idea about what they wanted to do in the band. Like, you know, Buck kind of wanted to do something like subversive and like cool, and Steven just wanted to kind of do like a lighthearted thing. Jenny and Sour King kind of wanted to like do something more like danceable and like upbeat, and you know, they kind of arrive at a sound that they all like when Sadie gets involved, and it kind of makes it all a cohesive like thing
right.
from her involvement, which is really like nice to see.
Yeah, and you voice Buck, right? So that was,
yeah.
Were you writing the dialogue for yourself?
Yes,
that's,
I was.
That's fun.
I think when I write the dialogue, it's still just Buck on the paper. I'm not him until I'm like making the voice in the recording mm-hmm. booth. So then, you know, that happens like a few weeks after we turn the board in, and then they'll say like, oh, are you coming down for the record? I'm like, what? I have to act? Like, yeah, you wrote,
now you gotta do that thing.
Those lines in that episode that character, you know, is in. Then I'm like, oh, okay. I have to get into the headspace of Buck, even though I wrote it.
It's right.
Really, it's kind of weird.
Yeah. I remember I read over like the outline for this episode, and it mentions their different approaches to the music that they want to have. Mm-hmm. But Buck's did not mention the part about like the government corrupting or whatever. And I thought that was so funny.
Yeah. It kind of doesn't make sense.
I love it. I just love it so much because it seems like so Buck, you know?
Yeah.
He's just so edgy. But it's just really cool to see them all together like that, just sort of meshing. And I felt like that too when I saw them all in the car, like driving away at the very end.
Yeah. That was really fun to board as well. It's kind of long. They are getting in the car to get ready to go to their first show, and Steven gets there and they're like getting ready, and there's a bit where they're driving and they're talking about how they're gonna get there. And I think Jenny asks, like, oh, that little piece of paper that you wrote the directions on, I don't know where that is. And then Buck is like, what if this is all a dream? Like, to kind of, like, freak them out. And it's a really, it was a really fun moment to board because it felt like really mundane, kind of like slice of life stuff. The whole episode kind of feels that way because they're just hanging out and just making their music. But it is still a really nice opportunity to see the characters interact, and they're not in danger or anything, and they're not like, I don't know, running from for their lives from aliens.
Yeah.
At the moment, they're just like, their bonding and their friendship is becoming stronger, and it felt really good.
I love the cool kids so much. I want to be friends with them in real life right now.
You already are.
Oh, incredible. I'm honored. Okay, cool. Thank you so much for coming on and talking to me.
No problem.
Listen to the Steven Universe podcast at Apple Podcasts, and remember to subscribe, rate, and review while you're there. And watch the new Steven Universe episodes now on the Cartoon Network app. I'm Mackenzie Atwood, and thanks for listening.